Let's look at two examples which are very different in character. We have one language here which is agglutinative, Turkish, and we have one language here which is synthetic, Latin. In an agglutinative language such as Turkish, then, we can have a word such as ellerimde, which means in my hands, which, when we look more carefully at its structure, we see that we can divide the word into four parts, ellerimde. And when we look at those parts, we see that we have different meanings for each part. So el means hand, ler, plural, im means first person possessive pronoun, or suffix rather, and de means in, which ends up as in my hands. So one morpheme has just one meaning. When we look at synthetic language, on the other hand, such as Latin, we can have a word such as lego, I read, which, when we look at it more carefully, we can identify two parts, leg and or, where leg means read, and or has another a number of different meanings. It means the present tense, it means the first person singular, it means the indicative, as opposed to the conditional or the conjunctive, and it means active as opposed to the passive voice, for instance. So in a synthetic language, we cram a lot of different meanings into one particular morpheme.